Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your lamby lumpkin.
Your bubby chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap.
Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
living life.
Well, I guess I didn't swallow my feelings because I was so tempted to sing that last line. I actually restricted myself. I could feel my body about to explode. I wanted to sing it, but as you know, my singing voice always gigs the night before my show, so I wanted to sing so bad, but I punked out. Swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that are holding you back. What is holding you back from living the life that you desire, from experiencing what you choose to experience, from experiencing what you say you want to experience. What's the name of that group again? too much thinking at once is not good. Swallow your fears and just pace yourself. State of Man, that's right. State of Man, the music is Swallow Your Fears. What are you afraid of? What is blocking you? What is holding you back? I don't care what you say. Say what you want to say. But you know there's something in the way. There's something in the way. Michelle Brown Stafford is in the house. I am here, of course, as you can hear. Ooh, okay, I like that. But anyway, what is going on? It's funny, when I catch myself in those funny modes, it's like I'm surprising my own self. A few seconds ago, I was just kind of like, okay, I don't know, I feel like this. But anyway, we're swallowing all fears. We're confessing our fears and we're spitting it out there and we're getting transformed. Michelle Brown Stafford is in the house with and in line. Today's topic is, yeah, a different kind of opening today, race and culture in education. Now, let's do, because we like doing things differently. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference simply because you are. It's not even about deserving to be good, deserving to receive. Simply because you are, simply because you exist, you make a difference, a positive one at that. Thank you for tuning in to Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford and Life Coach Ade, who is in a giddy mode today, but most of you probably say, it's nothing new, but sometimes it's new to me. It is. Every day is new to me. But anyway, so today, let me bring Betty on. I don't know what's going on with me. If you want to find out about State of Man, new, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. I guess I swallowed my fears. See, when you swallow your fears, energy comes from all over the place. So anyway, Betty, let me bring Betty on because I won't say that. Betty, I'm swallowing my fears. I'm shutting my mouth up. I'm going within and let you do your thing.
Anything that's happening out of sorts, just blame it on Mercury retrograde. I tell folks, blame it on the planet.
It's funny because at the beginning I was like, oh gosh, why do I feel like this? I even said, I don't know if I'm even going to share that I feel like, ah. And then I listened to the music and what happened? I don't know what happened. This guy came out of nowhere. So maybe this is not really me doing the show. Maybe I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Maybe.
Somehow I don't think you agree with me on that. Maybe. Anyway, let's share some announcements so I can shut it up for a few seconds and meditate. Yeah, let me go meditate.
Yes, let me make some announcements so you can zone back into the oddness that we all love. In fact, the crazy part too. But okay, ladies and gents, I'm Betty, in case you've missed my name. And each day on Life Conversations Radio, I'll be talking to you about the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now, all last week, we had introduced a new format to how we will be taking your questions from the chat room. And that is, we're no longer taking questions from the chat room. In order to leave a question for Life Coach Ade, any of the co-hosts, or any of our guests, you would need to go to the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question there. Now, we are on that page during the show, so we will be able to see anything you post on that page immediately, and we will get back to you. Now, if you do not do the Life Ask a Life Coach on a page Facebook thingy, then you would need to go to our radio website, which is www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. There you will click on the Ask a Life Coach on a tab, and then you will post your send us your question or comment there. Now, this is a great option to use if you want to remain anonymous. However, the best way to ask a question is, of course, is to call in and press 1 on your keypad. Now, having said all of that, get that out of the way, we are going to begin the month of December off with an author, speaker, spiritual growth accelerator, and secretary to spirit, Sherry Cortland. Now, Sherry is the author of two wonderful books called Windows of Opportunity and Raising Your Vibration. Now, she'll be sharing with us tomorrow how to increase our vibrational energy and expedite our spiritual growth with less drama and pain. She's going to also be gifting a few callers who call in with questions with her book and even some jewelry. So be sure to tune in for that and get your vibe.
Ooh, on. I want some jewelry. Can I get
Yeah,
them?
I want that.
I want a necklace.
Now, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays are our day of rest, sort of. But we will return Monday with some remarkable guests for that week. We have Jefter Akiyahi. I hope I said that right. Anyway, he's a motivational speaker. We have Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, Deborah Herman, animal communicator, mystic, and literary agent and author. And we're going to end the week out with Jill and LeBeau and Maureen Rattis, authors of Feng Shui Your Mind. So, to know more about our co-hosts, our programming, our guests, please simply visit our radio website, www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. Cool. Get out there.
She just gets better every day. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and you're making me nervous. You're doing too good. All right. Get back in the chat room now. Yes, indeed. You are listening to Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown. Strategies in the house. My dear friend, my co-host. How are you doing, Michelle?
Oh, I'm well, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I hope you can handle this to me, man, over here, because I don't know what's going on. So whatever I do, you talk to someone do the show with me. I don't know what's going on, but I'm on something.
Listen, honey, it happens to all of us, especially. See, you're so used to being the high frequencies most of the times. You know, sometimes it happens when you take a little, we all take a little dip. So, no big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, hey.
Mm-hmm.
But listen,
yeah.
Ade, it's another one of those topics,
mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about this, and either you are coming up with something that's really powerful that's, kind of happening with parents and education, or I happen
mm-hmm.
to be struck by something, either in the shower or, especially with the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents will, whatever the issue is for many of the parents at the time. But Ade, this is something that it's been around for a very long time. And the thing is,
yeah.
I'm not really so much experiencing it personally right now because both of my kids are in college. But this was a big deal for us starting out for a lot of reasons. One, when we used to enroll our kids in enrichment programs, we noticed, Ade, that we were pretty much the only minority. It was very few,
mm-hmm.
if any. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we made up probably the only, black or African-American families in different programs,
mm-hmm.
Activities and so on and so forth. And the kids noticed it, too, and we talked about it. We didn't know really at the time what was going on there. But it kind of bothered me to the extent that now that I'm doing this work in terms of, empowering parents to provide the best educational experience for their kids possible, I do notice it really is a huge issue because of the parents. I work with different groups, and I can see the differences. I can see the difference in mentalities, and you know, habits of mind, the practices that they employ in the home, and you can definitely witness the results. And so I'm so glad that you and I decided to do this, because this is, you know, we need to go there. We really do, particularly with the whole, racial groups that are, quote, unquote, disempowered.
Yes, so, and I'm so with you on that. You know, it's like when we fall, I know for you as well, I can speak for you in this. This show is about helping people, being a catalyst for people to be conscious about their lives. Now, this issue about raising culture will trigger a lot of different things for different people, you know. But this is something that you and I are clear about, and this is going on for years. And you talk about the enrichment programs and you being the only African-American family, but this is things we need to talk about. And I think sometimes, particularly in America, rather than especially, there's something around race that when we say that word, it's just everybody's like, oh boy, it's going to be intense.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have to be if we can talk about it. It doesn't have to be if we do our own spiritual work. It doesn't have to be if we do our own personal work, personal development. So today, you know, we're going to cover, you know, as we shared on the page, why certain racial groups seem to consistently score in the top percentiles or standardized.
Yeah. Yep.
The differences in philosophies that result in the success of families and the trailing behind of others. And then so much we're going to cover. And I really want to invite listeners to listen differently. Now, because we're talking race and culture, we all have beliefs about it. We all have different stories. You can back it up. We have opinions about it. But I'm inviting everyone, wherever you're from, if you're Mexican, if you're American, if you're Nigerian, if you're Jamaican, if you are from a planet that we don't even know a name for, but we're talking about enriching everybody's life, because when we as family get together and we parent from a conscious perspective, everybody benefits. So we're going to talk about some of the mindsets, the belief system that are causing this, because really your life is a reflection of your attitude, your belief system, the thoughts you're keeping. Today's show is about helping those who want to change it see how they can change what's going on in their world. You know, it's not really about debating and backing up on what they've done. We're going to talk a little bit about slavery, but it doesn't have to be, well, it's because of slavery or black people can't do this or Mexicans can't do that. No. We are seeking to move everybody forward. There are white families who are struggling.
Absolutely.
There are Indian families who are struggling. I mean, everybody on some level. So it's about empowerment. We've laid that foundation. I'm ready to do this.
Yeah, I am too. And let me just say, I had to add to what you just said. That's one of the reasons why I love doing the work that I'm doing our day, because you're right. I get calls from parents, like white parents, East Indians. It doesn't matter. The thing is, when you're talking about a child that is struggling, there are, you know, there's some similarities there that are pretty much, you know, every racial group experience, again, when you're talking about a child that's struggling. So, from the standpoint of empowerment, though, like you said, it's about doing that inner work. Everybody can relate to that. Everybody. Now, granted, there are some things that seem to play out in different communities, but those are other, you know, things that we don't really have to go into. I know we're going to touch a little bit about it because the topic is race and culture. But getting back to, like you say, doing the inner work and the self and what that really means, and just being who you are and how that could play out in, you know, more successful ways. And so you're right. Let's do it. I'm excited about it. Let's get to it.
So we said we're going
to start with the attitude.
Yeah, looking at the things that are actually brought us to where we are today, you know. When you talk about the enrichment program, you talk about how you're the only African-American family. What happens to others? Why are you standing out? I mean, and that's what, how long ago? I don't know, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
is that?
Well, that's the funny thing, Ade. When our story hit the media, okay, we found that there were two other African American boys who had entered college as early as 12 and 13 as well. All right, so and also get this, at the same time, because Morehouse College shared this information with me, there was a family who was just dubbed the or UK's smartest family. And they happened to be a black family or immigrants of Nigeria, I believe the father was. But their nine-year-olds had pretty much scored off the charts in some math, advanced mathematics placement exam for a university there. So here's the thing. You know, blacks are capable. You know, they're capable of achieving at that level. The question is, what's going on that, you know, as a group that, you know, we continue to trail behind in different categories related to education? And it does go back to the whole thing of being in power. It does. Now, one of the things that I got to go here, I got to say, that concerns me regarding, it doesn't matter necessarily if it's black or whatever, but when a parent has the mentality of victimhood, you know, like, and we know how that plays out. It plays out in so many different ways. But in terms of education, it looks like, well, first of all, I don't have enough education to be able to help my own kids with their education. Or, you know, the blame factor, the teachers aren't doing what they're supposed to. You know, I got problems, or I'm getting attitude from the administrators, and I just can't seem to get anything done. Or the whole thing of, you know, taking a lackadaisical approach, or hands off, let's just say laissez-faire, totally hands off. I'm going to leave that up to someone else to do what I think they should do for my child, okay? Right. But the thing is, when the kid ends up struggling, because usually they do, for parents who kind of take this route, you know, then the parents have to look at themselves. This is what we're talking about, looking at yourself and what are your belief systems really? Or looking at the results that you want, and how can you change the way you think to get the results right. that you want? Now, again, this is something that's not limited to education. We're talking, this is, you know, a thing that we can do in life in general. But another thing I have to say today that a lot of parents seem to do, which is, you know, kind of damaging, although it may be some truth to it, the whole socioeconomic thing. Now, a lot of you, this one really got me. There's another quote unquote prodigy out there, child prodigy, and we're very close to this family. And we kind of bump heads about this a bit because when they, you know, kind of got into the whole education thing, that was our domain. But their thing was, listen, if you got a parent who's working two jobs, then how is it that they can devote time to helping their kids? I mean, you know, the economy being the way it is, and you know, families are strapped for cash. The last thing that's on a parent's mind is to help their kids with their education. I said, you know, see, that's a cop-out as far as I'm concerned, because let's look at, well, take a look back in terms of even in the black community, how after slavery, people were dirt poor, but yet education was at the forefront of their minds. You know, it began in their consciousness to, you know, make education something that's very important. They were able to link a good education to a better way of life, especially after coming out of a period where they were denied this, you know. And not to mention, there are so many other, in other countries, poor rice farmers in China. I remember watching some clips some years ago about even people who are in abject poverty in other countries still made a way for their kids to get the kind of education that they needed. I mean, that was just something that was profound to me. So I think it's really just a matter of priority. It really is. That's my opinion.
I really get that. I mean, there's so many things in the chat room. We have meeting of the minds that define culture. And for me, a country has its culture. A state has its culture. Families have their own culture, and it's the beliefs that we have, the behavior, the things that and it's all tied into what we think is right, what we need to do, morality. So for me, when I'm talking culture, it's the way of being of a certain country, of a certain state, if you will, of your family. What's the culture of your family? How do people think? How do they behave? What does your family think is acceptable or not? And when we talk about race, that speaks for itself. But what we are talking about is so much more than that. And when people say, well, you know, I don't have time for the education, I think really, you know, it's anything. People do what they think is important to them. People focus on what they think is important to them. Now, if you don't have time for the education of for your children, if you don't have time to invest, then don't worry about it if they come home with D's and E's and F's and I didn't have time for it. So, of course, I expect that result. Don't expect them to have A's or B's or the honor roll if you don't have time for it. If we have time for work, so you said priority, I really get that. we have to individually, especially when we're talking about conscious parenting, it is not easy. That's why people are sleepwalking. Consciously being alive is not easy. It's being in the world but not of the world and saying as a parent, as parents, as a family, we're going to create the life that works for us. And
absolutely.
Sometimes it's challenging, but we need support. So I'm with you on that. I feel the same way. It's about parity.
Yes. Well, I tell you, you're right about the whole creating the family, well, culture within the family, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't recognize this culture, what's going on in African-American culture right now in regards to education, because it was a very different climate. Over 40 or 50 years ago, when we fought against segregation in education. But the thing is, you know, it is what it is. We have 50% of black males barely, you know, graduating high school. And, you know, these things are happening. And in fact, because our experience is so different, I had a colleague who also has a 2-year-old, maybe 3-year-old now, who's in first or second grade. She had a workshop where she was showing the Superman, Waiting for Superman. I don't know if you've heard of that controversial documentary.
Yes, about the education. Yeah, I think I
saw
there's a
the lottery. And
Ade,
I could not sit through 10 minutes of that. I just couldn't.
Really?
I couldn't. My spirit just couldn't contain it because I know that their experience could be something different if the parents didn't rely so much on others to give their kids what they need. So, you have to go against what is kind of, you know, prevalent out there and do what's best for your child. And trust me, the other empowered groups do that. They make no apologies for that, you know. So this is pretty much what I really want to, I can't wait to go into in terms of what parents can do.
And we invite you to call, Meeting of the Minds, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we'll come to you. We've got some things we're going to share with you, but it's really about looking how we can serve our children, how we can improve their education, how we can be more present in our own lives so that we can be present for our children. And so education is the theme, but we are talking about a whole human being, really. Education is a theme.
Yeah.
And there are things that are going on in different states about education that, first of all, one show can't even handle that conversation.
Oh, God, no.
And,
right.
And there are people who live and breathe some of the other things that are going on. If you know of others, bring them on. What we are saying, Michelle and I, we are saying, yes, there are problems and there are many things we can do. There's many things we need to look at. But what Michelle and I are focusing on is starting from the within and then coming out.
Exactly.
Because ultimately, you may disagree, but this is where we're coming from, so you're really clear. That you create your life from within. It's about vibrational match. It's about your attitude. It's about how you see your life. It's about your character. So people are suffering and struggling, and then if you ever want to change something, you got to change how you see what you're looking at. And Michelle, do you want to jump in? Or we've got callers already. Do you want to take calls right now?
Yeah, let's take one right now before we move on into the other.
Okay, let's do one call now, and then we'll move into
how we
start entertaining thoughts, belief systems that move us closer to the goals that we say we want to achieve.
Let's see.
This is Opara. That sounds like a Nigerian name, but maybe not.
Beautiful. Okay.
All right. Is that Opara?
Yes. Greetings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Yes. It's a very interesting and very good topic, and in which we all across the country should be discussing. In regards to culture, I had asked to define it due to the fact that there are so many defined ways to put it, and the problem with some of the definitions is that there's always a tendency to connect culture with race, and actually, culture is very much separate from race. You know, as I define culture, culture is a creation of the human mind influenced by environmental conditions. It can be recreated or modified based on individual or collective needs. It consists of values, the environment, religion or belief system, food, clothing, education, shelter, economics, and other varied circumstances. Mm. Now, when we talk about the situation as far as America is concerned, you know, we are living in a multicultural environment. We go through different cultures every day of our lives, you know, because we have people from different parts of the world that have different values. And so with that, we have to find ways to communicate in order to make sure that we're all on the same page as a people. Now, with America is still, we really can't say that it's a monogamous situation as far as culture is concerned. We really can't say that, you know, America has a culture. The dominance as far as what's going on here is from a Western perspective, and oftentimes it does not allow too much other values that would meet the needs of those that are from other cultures. And of course, I think eventually we will have to get there. And I believe different forms like the internet will definitely make that happen. But as far as African Americans are concerned, you know, when we were brought over here during the period of slavery, you know, we were brought here, we were just dropped into a pot basically, and we were expected to maneuver and make our ways based on what was given us, and we developed a culture within our homes based on what was available to us. Everyone is not, you know, conscious of the fact that, you know, cultures are developed based on environmental conditions. People who live in the North have cultures very much from, you know, the culture in the South. People who live in Mexico have different values than over here. And so it's a matter of, you know, trying to be cognizant of the fact in order for there to be a conscious understanding of what it is that we need. Now, I've been an educator for over 30 years. My doctorate is in education, and I teach culture, you know, in different lectures and things like that across the country. So I find all of this to be very interesting that we're talking about this topic, because it's very much needed to be discussed.
Yes. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Thank
again?
You, Okay.
It's Dr. Akpara Nosekera.
Okay, Akpara. Thank you very much, Dr. Akpara. And we'll address that too. You know, Michelle, you want to say something right now?
Yeah, well, you know, I love what he said about the whole culture. I started to write the opening sentences as he was defining culture. But I do love the idea or the notion that it is something that can be determined or cultivated within, you know, within various households. I mean, again, even as African Americans, what we, you know, promoted in our home obviously has been very different than what some other homes have been, you know, or how they approach education. And so I like that. I like knowing that, yeah, just because we share a history and a race, even in the same race, the culture of the home has been very different, you know. And that's pretty much what I would like to expand on soon. But yeah, great call. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Okpara. And, you know, when you talk about culture, and I don't want to get too lost in culture, but the way I see it and where I'm coming from, it's like, yes, America has a culture. And as I said earlier, I mean, families have a culture. A culture comes with behavior, and it can tie into race. Because, you know, Michelle and I knew this topic was just too sensitive to go into. But I'm just going to let it happen. You know, there are conversations we've heard where we say some young kids are trying to talk white or some kids are acting black. It's culture is about behavior, is about belief systems. Institutions, religious institutions have a culture. I saw an article today on the internet that says some people praying, and I think Celeste sent me something as well, praying for the death
of what's his name, George Michael. They say Christian groups. Now, there are people who say, I'm
wow.
Christian, but they will hear this Christian group saying, no, I'm not that kind of Christian. And you might get some wow. other Christian to say, oh, yeah, he's gay. Let's pray. And my question is, who are you praying to? Without getting too far off the topic, what I'm saying is each and every one of us, though we come under one umbrella, we're not the same. And what I mean by not the same, when we go back to the source of who we really are, and I'm not even trying to get spiritual or religious here, but I'm talking about just get back to the essence of humanity. We'll see that we're all human beings trying to make it through life in so many ways. And we create conditions, behaviors. We abide by different moral standards so that we can achieve what we say we want. So I understand what Dr. Okoparo was saying, but I don't know if the focus should be, if it should be trying to get on the same page, because we won't be on the same page because we have different experiences. So while we appear to be on the same page, this part of the page that I'm on, this line that I'm on, am I showing up completely? Am I expressing myself on this page rather than worrying about other people? When I say worry, not from a place of judgment, but really the page, we have to really understand that there is a page called America. And within this page called America, there's an education system. And within this education system, how we look at it is different for everybody, and that's why
Absolutely.
I said this is about an individual thing when we talk about conscious
Absolutely.
Parenting. Go ahead, Michelle. I'm going to explain.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. although, what I will say, though, is that there tends to be a set of beliefs that is shared or that are shared by parents who seem to have, you know, the same amount of success. You know, they have to, you know, they experience success in terms of how they go about their day-to-day lives as it relates to education, the mental conditioning that occurs as it relates to education. Now, if you want to define that as some kind of culture within education, that's fine, too, because, I mean, this is interesting, Ade. So here's the thing. People are, I guess most people know our story. I started with working with my kids when they were 2.5, 3. Here's the thing. There was an impulse for me to do that, first of all, okay? I kind of looked around and assessed. We were living in Detroit at the time, and I knew I wanted better opportunities for my kids, particularly for my son, who's an African-American male. So after working with him and going on, you know, acquiring different resources, it became interesting, Ade, how ideas just flowed to me because I was operating at a certain frequency when it came to education. And wanting, you know, wanted to lay the best foundations for my kids. Now, what was really interesting that day is when I kind of left the fold and started mingling with other parents to find out. Now, it didn't matter what race they were practicing the same, using the same methods, the same, you know, way of going about working with their kids in the home, setting up a learning system outside of public school system. The way we even engage our kids in, you know, metacognition, we'll talk about that later on. I mean, the same, and I was shocked. I was shocked then. But see, now that I understand a little bit about how the universe works and thoughts and frequency, I get it now. I get it. You know, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The thing is, I tuned into something. I didn't realize that I had done it, that, you know, this way of thinking, this way of approaching education in terms of being successful. And creating a lifestyle, and that's what it's pretty much what it's about, making it a lifestyle. And sure enough, we are experiencing what we're experiencing right now. But it is a mental conditioning that occurs a day, followed by, you know, physical action habits that you engage in every day, you know, for you to realize your child's potential in academics. Period.
So true.
And the other way is
so
just
true.
The other way. You know, it's just what
it is,
regardless of what race. Regardless of what race.
Regardless, and Dr. Okoparo, I mean, if you want to add to it, we're here. You can share. We're taking questions on Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach
ADE, Life Coach Ade, fan page. We're also taking your calls 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. What I wanted to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we want to talk about things that people can do to empower themselves in creating the perfect opportunity for their children, for themselves, you know, where they can look at their family's health and well-being and be happy with it and feel satisfied. The number is 347-426-3346. I don't want to get too caught up in defining culture and race. That's something that it's almost like debating politics or debating religion.
Right.
What we want to really do is using what it seems to be a problem and share how you can actually, because what we call a problem is really things are happening that is not moving some people, regardless of race or culture or whatever you want to call it, that's not moving them towards the goal that they say they want.
Exactly.
Every parent, if you ask them, they want their child to be successful. They want their child to graduate. Now, some kids don't want to go to school because they come here to deliver a different kind of gift. That's a whole different show, a whole different time. But those who want their children to go to the school where there's money and there's everything, we're talking about things that we can do, and it's just things that we can do on an individual level.
Yeah,
we're taking your
call
347-426-3346. Betty and I were talking about this show yesterday, and we're like, this show it needs to go longer than an hour. But Michelle and I will talk about that later. So let's take a break. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. To find out more about Michelle Brown Stafford, you can go to her website. Actually, you can, and go now, gifted-spirit.com, gifted-spirit.com. And to find out more about my work, you can go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. We are taking your calls, and this is a radio station that is supporting you to change your life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. But walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we are talking race and culture and education and things you can do to create a harmonious situation for your children, support them in their education, and really achieving the goals that your family want to achieve. Michelle, let's talk about some ways that we can start looking at this in spite of the challenges and how we can develop, if you will, a positive mental attitude, a success attitude. And so let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would like to just point to the attitudes and the philosophies, again, the mental conditioning that occurs amongst parents who, again, are producing academic powerhouses. And there was something I posted on Facebook, and someone had contacted me about it because it really, really resonated with her. One major difference, and it was definitely in our household too, is that we began indoctrinating, so to speak, our kids about the importance of a good education from the time they were preschoolers, okay? And here's the thing. We also did not just limit education to an academic calendar. The thing about it is, when you're talking about making academics a lifestyle, we're talking about setting your child's experiences, because most of it is going to occur outside the classroom, I promise you, if you know, you know how to kind of work this thing. Yeah. But little things like, are they, when you're in the car with a child, your child, and instead of listening to the latest rap or whatever song, many times, you know, the music wasn't on. We engaged in conversation. Now, the thing I love about that is, didn't know that there was an actual term for this, but they call it metacognition. And for my kids, I can just point to my personal example. There were things that they had, you know, done, and you know, I wondered, wow, you know, how did you do it? And I would ask them. And that was just to induce conversation, to help them to kind of work through their own thought processes. And I'm telling you, it works not just for that, but it's to spark curiosity, to kind of expand thought. And sometimes if they were kind of off in the way they were, you know, their pattern of thinking as relate to a particular subject, they can even spot where they may need to adjust their own thinking because of the conversations that we have. But I found out that there's this teacher who's a masterful instructor. He was I read one of these books. I forgot the name of it. I read so many books a day. But that was one of the things that he talked about. He said, you know, for the kids that were in his classroom, you know, he's been hailed as this, you know, prominent educator. He said that's exactly what he did. And he encouraged parents to do the same thing. Now, making it really, really practical, how about I watched some years ago, I used to love Bernie Mac, okay? And there was a particular episode where Bernie had some neighbors who were Asian American. And so he wanted his nieces and nephew to kind of, he wanted to observe them and learn from them. So they went to visit with the neighbors. And so one particular scene, I forgot, it was a teenager. His father had made a statement. He was talking about a particular subject. The teenager said what he thought, and his father just said, defend your position. You know, I mean, I know it was TV, but no, I promise you, that is what goes on in a lot of the households who are, again, producing academic powerhouses. I know it went on in ours, all right? So, again, it's those everyday things, going to the doctors, you know, talking with your kid about a particular story that you read. There are all kinds of other things that you can do to enrich your child's learning experience outside of the classroom. So this is what goes on with parents who are, you know, who are successful. Now, still with the mental conditioning, and we're talking about building a lifestyle here. Another thing is understand that parents who are producing these kind of kids see the public education system as just the floor, the floor, which means, I mean, it's public education. And they understand the dynamics of a group learning situation. So get this, many of those parents, actually, like they will hire tutors to teach their kids, not to help them if they're struggling, because oftentimes they're not a day, but to accelerate them, to even, you know, get them to tap into their real academic potential. Now, this was pretty deep. We obviously couldn't hire tutors. We did it ourselves. But but when I went to a CNN town meeting here in Atlanta not too long ago. And Arne Duncan was there, and they were talking about all the things they want to do with the public education system in the United States. Well, get this. They had a clip of Japan and what goes on there. And most of the kids, after school even, still get together with a tutor because it is about the individualized learning instruction. Mm-hmm. So this is a couple of things that these parents are doing that, you know, other parents just don't even – They have no clue about, you know?
Right.
And let me just say this, too. How about this? We used to go to a teacher's resource store here in Atlanta, and we were there like every week, a day or every other week. What I noticed, though, is that we were all, a few African-American families in the store, but there was a movie theater down the street, and I'm going to tell you, it was almost always packed. You know, Toys R Us was one place, but it was on one side of the street, mm-hmm. and then you had the movie theater, and it was, always packed. But I rarely saw other mm-hmm. families that looked like us in school box. Excuse me, as a teacher, mm-hmm. again, a teacher resource. I'm just making a point here that we, right. If you want different results, you got to start tapping into a whole nother way of thinking here. I tell you, it really is unlike anything that I know. Well, it became our habit our day, so we became mm-hmm. used to it. But trying to talk to other parents about it, it is kind of interesting. I'll say that.
And it's a good point. And I'm moving through a lot through the conversation, what we're sharing, mm-hmm. and we're going to take some calls. We have a lot of people who actually have that three quarters right now that want to add. But I want to say this. Yes, part of what we're saying, Michelle and I are not confused about what's really going on. There's a lot of problem we can try to identify. But what we are clear about, what you focus on, you become. Now, mm-hmm. this is a show. The show is an hour, but we don't even get to discuss the conversation for an hour, maybe 45 minutes. We're going to go to calls in a minute, but it's just let's understand. And we know that when we talk about education, when we read newspaper statistics, they talk about African-American family, Hispanic family, and sometimes people can say, well, I ain't got no money. But even that mental attitude will always create opportunity for you to say, I don't have money to get
there. There it is.
But we live in an age of technology. Now, if we come together as a community and say, let's use the internet, let's use instant message to teach one another. Michelle has so many resources on her website, gifted-philip.com, where we can really learn a different way. But in order to better ourselves, it is about changing how we think, how see, how we feel about ourselves. I don't care what happens. I stand by that statement. I stand by that statement. Go ahead.
Let me just add this one thing. And you're right about the way we think. Someone had approached me on the internet about, what do you do about somebody who needs help in reading? How about this? People don't think to go to the library. You know, your taxes pay for your library. It's free.
Right.
The card is free. You can use the internet. You can pull up a free educational website. They have all kind of free programs, free worksheets. It's unbelievable. And you can work wonders just for a few minutes with your kids at the library where everything is free. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just never occurred to some people.
It is about thinking differently. Let's go to Celeste, and we'll come back to Dr.
Hey, Celeste.
Dr. O'Quire has some. Celeste, how are you doing?
Okay. I'm great. I'm doing this quick.
Hey,
my mama's coming through. Hi, Michelle. My mama in body form. Everything you've done, everything you talk about, seriously, Michelle, that's how I was raised. But here's the thing. It was the 70s, right? And dang it. Okay. You said library. I used to be taken to the library every week. It was a walk with my mom. That's something applicable that you can do. And we used to walk, and she used to point out animals, and of course the big treat was story time at the library, and we did this even while I was a teenager. Not the story time. Okay, that's a lie.
Right.
Yeah, we did the story time too. And then the last thing I wanted to share with you was that my mom, because she was working on her vibration at 28 when she was having the rest of her children, when counselors came to her and it didn't connect with what she was feeling, she said no. So it's also really important to focus on the lenses, you know, dropping how you're seeing people, because I was judged as slow. And somebody else, a principal, said, that's a firecracker. And that is what helped me. And I'll stop right there. There's so much more I'm going to have to write about tonight.
So
I love you for waking me up. How you doing?
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Oh, she's just awesome. But she's her mom.
Thank you,
her
Michelle.
Mom got it. Her mom got it.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's go to Pat. And Pat from Texas, she wants to know, what do you do when a child is above what he's learning in school? Michelle, that's your expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I love these questions. First of all, I always recommend that parents go and get a workbook. Workbook. I usually say if you know that you're working beyond their grade level, you might want to get the next grade level. I will recommend that because even in the workbooks, they have assessment tests. You can find out where your child really is. And if they need to dip back into their grade level to learn some stuff, you can do that. Get to go back and get a workbook at their current grade level. But always get one ahead and then see where your child is and get a good one. Get the ones where the explanations are very clear and concise. They even have, you know, the whole colorful pages to engage your child, that kind of thing. And I also recommend
Hold on one second.
Going to,
Pat, are you there?
Sure.
Just want to make sure. Pat, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, good. I just want to make sure you're there because your line was open,
okay.
But you didn't say anything. So
oh, okay.
I wanted to make sure. So you,
okay.
Yes,
and
I'm
another,
listening.
Another, yeah, okay. Another thing is the free websites. There are so many on there that will that can engage a child. They even have them broken down into different grade levels. So once your child masters their particular grade level, they can move ahead. And I'll recommend, I don't know how old your child is, but I always encourage parents to look at the curriculum. Look at the curriculums that are listed on the State Department of Ed or even your school. Your child's school should have some kind of handy copy or, you know, something written out so that you can follow to make sure
right.
that you cover everything that's in your child's grade level. But never be afraid to move them along because, we all know that minds are, mm-hmm. when we talk about developing minds, they are not respecter of grade levels. I mean, a mind wants what it wants when it wants it. So
exactly.
there is no need for your child to have to wait for everyone else to develop.
I agree. And here's the problem. He's in a gifted and talented program. He's in
mm-hmm.
gifted
oh, wow.
and talented, but
and
it's still not enough. You know,
exactly.
he came from Montessori.
Yeah.
Where and then now he's in the public school GT program because you know, I was thinking that might be better, but,
I know, it's
not enough. He's, you know, he's asking the teacher, is he going to get more challenging work? Now, I give him, internet. Internet for Classrooms is one of the websites we go to. I print out stuff at home. I put him on the computer. He does multiplication. He's in first grade. He's doing multiplication and division at home. But at school,
let me just say
still...
this. Yeah. Can I just say that this is what a lot of people here to think. If you don't have a child who is gifted, who has a celebrated mind, it's hard to understand how their minds work, okay? If a
mm-hmm.
child can get something in minutes, all
right,
I mean, right. then that you want right. to keep them engaged. You need to move them on to the next
exactly.
thing. They love to have the next thing quickly.
Yeah.
The other thing is, get this, some kids, they learn so fast that when they look at material, Pat, is it?
Yes.
Okay, the material can become intuitively obvious, meaning they don't even need you to explain. This is what we're talking about, a different kind of mindset here. And
mm-hmm.
so if you have your child in a group learning situation, and come on, let's face it, many of us have to because, you know, everybody can't homeschool. The thing
exactly.
is, we just know what kind of mind you're dealing with and try to keep up with them outside of the classroom. And I will recommend this to you. This is one of the best gifted programs. Stanford loves me for saying this, but it's true. Stanford University's an educational program for gifted youth. I guarantee you, your child will be challenged because I have never seen a curriculum as rigorous and comprehensive in terms of depth. That's how I learned to work with my own kids. I mean, it's
okay.
unbelievable how they introduce material. So look into that resource, okay?
Will do.
Right.
Thank you so
All right.
much.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very
okay.
much. Let's go quickly to Dr. Opara again. He wanted to add something.
Yes.
Dr. Opara, are you there?
Wonderful.
Yes, ideas that you've been suggesting are really excellent. I used to be a director of education. I also used to work for the State Department of Education out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
We had implemented the design there that they called America's Choice, which was really a good program. They've kind of taken away because politicians got involved, the Republicans versus Democrats. And oftentimes that's the major problem. When anybody
yeah.
comes in power, they want to bring in something new, which really doesn't give teachers enough time to handle and address that which they're working
right.
with in the first place.
Right.
And parents really need to yell about that because it
yeah.
really undermines the whole educational process
yes.
in the schools.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
And I would also say in regards to gifted education and the strategies that are used within the classroom should be used in all classrooms. The parent that spoke about the making the transition for their child from the Montessori into to a gifted program, often that's going to be a challenge due to the fact that a Montessori program is really open-ended. The child is allowed to go to different locations in the class based on their ability and their need. And since they don't have the same structure as an quote-unquote organized classroom, when they make that transition, they're very confused because they think they're still able to just get up and, you know, go from here to there and that type of thing, and they're not able to do that, and then they become confused, and then the teachers find that they're often telling the child to sit down because you couldn't get up, you know, so it's very, very much a challenge. And then, you know, and if the child is not have their mind focused on that type of transition, it can be very difficult for them. And oftentimes parents see their child's grades drop tremendously until the adjustment occurs for them to go along with the program, so to speak. You know, and when you were talking about after-school programs, what parents should are offering or looking for, you know, there was a time that teachers would stay after school to provide help with the children. But, you know, nowadays teachers don't want to stay after school unless they're being paid, especially if you unionize school. But as you said, you know, the Japanese, they do have an after-school program. But you also have the Jewish community have the same after-school program, and many African communities, such as Somalians and all. It's not a difficult thing to establish an after-school program. You know, if you have a community-based organization that children go to just to play sports and all of that, they can also parents can work with those community-based organizations to put in place tutorial programs or Excel programs for the needs of the child.
So true. It is about, you know, thank you, Dr. Opara, for your contribution.
You're welcome.
You're getting ready to release the show, you know, and we were clear from the first time we said we're going to talk about this topic, and we were like, okay,
we were excited,
but we also understand that, you know, it's really about what we say we want.
And
I mean, it's like when we go to conferences or developing the a wealth consciousness or millionaire consciousness, rich dad, poor dad, when we go, it's about doing things differently. It's about changing our minds. So as parents, as adults, we go to these conferences that inspire us, motivate us, teach us to be different in spite of what's going on in our community, in our country, in the world.
Right.
It's the same thing with education. It is not easy. Michelle and I'm speaking for Michelle, and if I'm not, you correct me. We're not even thinking this is easy. But it's like life is not easy. Life is not easy. You know, life is an experiment. We are the solution, and when we recognize that, we can trust the process. And I really believe we become that we focus on. We become that we focus, because there's something greater, there's something deeper, there's a power within each and every one of us around us that when we start focusing on what we want, we would attract the resources. It could be a radio show. It could be a book. It could be something we read that we saw on television. But the thing is, the conversation we're having, we didn't cover half of what we want to talk about today. I had to extend the show a little bit. So here's the thing. The intention of this show is that it triggers enough for those who have ears will hear to say, I never thought about that. Oh, that's good information.
Right.
And those
who
are not ready to hear saying, they're just talking about this positive mind. I don't work for my child. Well, okay, so be it. You know, we're clear. We're clear about what we're dealing with. And, Michelle, on your website, you have different resources on your website, right, that people can look up and link.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a resource that I would like to share with parents. It's on the Conscious Parenting page at gifted-spirit.com.
Okay.
They can just click on that and look at today's show and the resource that I recommend.
Right. And anything else you want to add, share, or something you're feeling right now before we release the show, Michelle?
It's, again, one of those topics that I wish we had more time for, Ade. But the thing is, I love getting back to what you were saying about bottom line, doing the personal work, the inner work, regardless of, and I'm telling you, our experience definitely is a testimony to it. As African Americans, what we were able to achieve, it didn't matter that we were African American, and I'm glad to be able to, I'm honored to be able to bring this kind of information to all parents, particularly being a member of this, the African American community, because it really does not matter. The thing is, like you say, what you focus on, you definitely become. And although we weren't thinking gifted or prodigy, whatever, in our home, this is our experience for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Ade, for, again, allowing us, well, for doing this topic. And I also want to thank the audience members for tuning in. And so
people have called me all kind of names, but I just had a thought. I'm going to put out in the ethers. I know Michelle's like, okay, I know him. Where's he going with this? I just had this thought that next year, one of the shows, I wonder if Steven is not too busy for us, you know, in college.
Maybe that's a good idea. The only problem with Steven, you know, he's still in school. He has classes. So let's work out something. I mean, that's a good idea.
Yes, yeah. Let's bring him on. And how old is he now?
He's 15. He is 15. Wow. He'll be closing out. He's closing out things in a couple of years for sure. So he'll still be underage when he graduates.
No, that's
underage.
Right. Yeah, he'll still have to follow your rules and do the thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is so.
God.
But that's a good thing.
Oh,
I love that. I love that idea. Wonderful idea.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for all
thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
I love you and appreciate you. And we'll be back with some more riveting topics and thoughts to inspire people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll talk later. Life is good. It's getting better. I'm going to quickly go get something to eat and come back in less than 45 minutes, well, a little bit more than that right now, for Ancestral Blueprints at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I'll be back, so make sure you come back. And, you know, I just want to say this. It's, I said it before, maybe I should quote this scripture because it keeps coming up for me. The concept of being in the world and not of the world. It applies in every area of our lives. Every area. Every area of our life, it applies. Now, Michelle will be the first one to tell you this, that they're not the exception, that it's just something that one parent can achieve. Michelle knows that, and her family, they know it's an example. Now, I also get that each child come with their own gift. They come with their own soul's mission. So as parents, as educators, as adults, as fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, friends, neighbors, our duty really is to support our children to remember what their gifts are, why they're here, what they're here to deliver, and be the best, whatever that is, be the best. And the general society will teach another lesson that, oh, no, don't do that. Oh, don't go into the arts. Oh, you're too young. Oh, you're too old. You're from this neighborhood. Now, we literally have to say, this is my life. This is what I want for my family. This is what I want to see. It's about being the change we want to see. It's not simple, but if you're committed to it, you can find a way. And I think Meeting of the Mind said it will take commitment. Exactly. Living a successful life, it's about commitment. You commit to what you say you want. Commitment is about no matter what, my children are important. No matter what, my life is important. No matter what, who I am makes a difference. That's where I'm going to leave it for now. I'll be back at 2 p.m. Eastern. And lifeconversationsradio.com. Make sure you check out lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversations with the smedia.com to check out upcoming guests and everything else that we're doing and the calendars. Also check out gifted-spirit.com, gifted-spirit.com. That's Michelle Brown Stafford's website. If you're listening for the first time, Conscious Parenting happens once a month, every last Wednesday of the month. And because that's just, you know, Michelle got to spread her wings. So she drops a little egg here and egg there. I know she's cracking up right now. But I will. See, angels got to keep flying to just bless people and keep moving. Bless and keep moving. So I'll be back real soon in about, whatever, in about 50 minutes or so. Make sure you come back, and we ask that you share the show. You can download the shows. All the shows are archived. You can go back and find out about the other shows we've done. We hear Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern most of the time. And all those information on our website. My other website is lifecoachaday.com, lifecoachaday.com. Here's what I want to do, because really about something trying to become, nothing trying to be something. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. This is Carolyn Malachi just reminding us to trust the dream, trust the internal guidance system. Peace and blessings. See you at 2 p.m. today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed and be well.
Somewhere there's a nothing waiting to become something, fighting all the writing, hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away.
Beautiful dreamer.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.